Going deeper.
Okay, here's a thought that'll shock you. We're not all the same. I know, it doesn't sound too groundbreaking, does it? But how often are we all guilty of measuring ourselves by someone else, or measuring them by us? Child psychologists say, do not compare your children to each other. That saying to one of them, why can't you be more like the other one, is a good way to just get the results you don't want. So why would it be different with adults? Why would we accept and appreciate children for their uniqueness, but expect all adults to be the same? Not everyone has the same skills, the same strengths, and the same personalities, and that's a good thing, isn't it? Surely our self-worth isn't supposed to come from comparing ourselves to other people and deciding we are better or worse than they are. Some people can carry a bigger workload. Some are more creative. Some are naturally very stable in their emotions. Some find parenting easily manageable. We all have different strengths, but life isn't a contest against each other. What if success isn't being better than someone else, and failure isn't having someone else better than you? What if our lives are measured as a response to God? Then the focus is on what we're doing with what God gave us, finding out and following our calling, and on responding to the incredible love and life God has given us through Jesus. If we look at life through that filter, through what Jesus has done to set us free, there's no room for comparison. None of us have earned the amazing position of love and acceptance we have with God, so none of us can feel superior. How can we not bear with each other when God bears with us? How can we not help carry each other's burdens when God has taken sin and death away from us? And how can we measure success or failure by what someone else is doing when we're all different parts of the one family? I think there's freedom in getting our attention off comparisons and getting them back on to the love and the plans of God. I'm Lauren Martin of the Salvation Army.